She's back.
I'm back with some new equipment. Not really equipment, but look at this. This is so me, Coden. Y'all remember in them old 1950s movies back in the day? And they used to smoke from them things and they'd be like. Like, I just have always wanted one of those. I don't smoke, but I was like, you know what? I'm going to glue my lavalier mic magnet onto this and I'm going to use this as my microphone. And so that's what I did. And I'm just loving this. It feels very just, you know, so cute, so cute. Thank you for being here with me another week. And I have to tell you, I'm not prepared this week. And that's okay. And I'm going to tell you why that's okay. Because we are talking about cycle syncing. We're talking about what it is like to be a woman. And I think a lot of people, including women, may not even understand this concept of what it means to be a woman. Men, don't click away, okay? Listen. You might have a daughter, a wife, a sister. You might be trying to date. It's important to know these things about the women in your life. Do not think this episode is not for you. You're going to learn something. There's fruit for everybody in every episode. And the reason why I'm a little not prepared today, even though I'm still here, I'm still prepared, I'm still like got some things going, is because I'm in my luteal phase. My luteal phase of the month is my autumn phase of the month, right? So women have seasons every month. We don't just experience seasons quarterly throughout the year. We experience them per week each month in our 28-day cycle. If our bodies are functioning properly within that 28-day cycle, which is also in sync with the moon, which is so interesting. In a man's cycle, their hormonal cycle is in sync with the sun because the sun lives a 24-hour cycle. And a moon lives a 28-day cycle. And I think that is so interesting, especially when you talk about things like astrology. When you think about it, you begin to ask yourself, you know what? Maybe this does make sense. And maybe this isn't as taboo as society has made it out to be. Because I don't think that's a coincidence, right? And it's even in the Bible and stuff. God made the sun and the moon and the stars. And so life is mimicking some of these things. And I think that that's really, really, really cool. So each month, a woman basically has a spring, a summer, a fall, and a winter, okay? So your springtime is your follicular phase, okay? The follicular phase is the first phase of the menstrual cycle when follicles, I don't know how to say that word, and the ovaries mature and prepare for ovulation. So it's also known as the pre-ovulatory ovulative phase. So, ladies, this is what happens after you stop bleeding. This is that phase where it starts over and now you're in your follicular phase, which begins the day after you stop bleeding. The follicular phase is like your spring, okay? Everything's like starting to come alive again from winter time and bloom and blossom. You start to feel a little bit better. You're like, oof, deep breath. Like, okay, I'm out of that winter phase, which you're going to get to. So your follicular is preparing you for ovulation, which is your summertime week of the month where you just feel amazing. You feel like summer. I'm going to say it. If your body is reacting the way it's supposed to and it's synced up and your hormones are functioning well, that's the week where you're like, I want to do heavy workouts. I'm in love. Like, oh my gosh, I just want to jump bones. Like, that is the week where you are just. And that's my favorite week of the month to do things and to be like, that is the week of the month where you want to act. You want to act. You want to act. You want to act. So that phase is called your ovulatory phase or ovulation phase. So that is when the egg is released from an ovary. So your summertime week is when the egg is being released and you'll notice like your cervical fluid looks different and you could tell your body is like, get me pregnant. That is what that week is all about. You feel good. Your skin glows a little bit differently. It's really, truly so interesting. If you start paying attention to each week of your cycle, you're going to be like, oh my gosh. My body literally changes every week due to my hormonal output and whether it's balanced or not balanced. This takes place after your follicular. And so follicular, spring. Ovulatory, summer. And then once your egg releases, then we go into luteal. After it's like, oh my gosh, we didn't get pregnant. The body's like pissed off and it's like, all right, it's luteal time. So luteal is like fall or autumn, right? Your luteal phase, it's the second half of the menstrual cycle when the body is preparing for pregnancy. So it occurs after ovulation and ends when menstruation begins. So your body is realizing, okay, she is pregnant. Okay, she's not pregnant. And then it's taking that information and doing what it needs to do to process that. So if you're not pregnant, it's starting to prepare your body to shed your uterine lining once more. Another month of shed. And that takes us to your menstrual phase, aka your winter phase of the month. This is where you don't feel all that great sometimes, and you just want to sit down and rest, or your body is just like, oh my gosh. And it truly, it depends on your hormonal health. I will say for me, I'm trying to rebalance, realign my hormones a little bit more. And so for me, that winter phase of the month can be really, 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 really intense. And sometimes I struggle a lot in luteal. That is the part of the cycle for me, and from what I've observed from my friends and other women, that can be the hardest. Sure, the cramps during your period is like, it depends on how they are, but really once it drops, it's like, okay. And if the cramping ain't that bad, it really ain't bad. But that week before, baby, you would think you have all these mental health struggles and that you're having a midlife crisis, your life is over. Like that luteal phase can mess you up if you don't know what's going on and if you're not balanced. So there's actually something that is called PMDD that a lot of women struggle with, and it is what they call a chronic, which I don't believe in. You can overcome this. A chronic mood disorder that causes severe depression and irritability before a menstrual period. So symptoms are more severe than those of premenstrual syndrome, which is PMS. Some women struggle really bad with PMDD. Then some women just have PMS, which is apparently less intense. To me, they're all in the same. Like I said, I don't like to label anything. I think it really just depends on your hormonal health and your overall health in general, how that luteal phase is going to affect you, right? So some of the symptoms can be extreme sadness, hopelessness, feelings of worthlessness, irritability, anger, increased interpersonal conflict. That's a big one. If you've ever been in a relationship and your girl is going through this part, you know that you're like, why is she acting like this? Like, this is why. And it's not even like she really struggles to have control over it. We don't be wanting to act like that. Our hormones are literally fluctuating out of control at some points, but we can get control of it. I'm going to get there. But man, just give your women a little bit of grace during their luteal phase. Please, please, please. A little bit of grace. If she snaps at you or whatever, you're like, why in the hell is she acting like this? Give her a little grace, okay? Some other symptoms can be anxiety, tension, feeling keyed up, difficulty concentrating and thinking, tiredness, low energy, changes in appetite, hypersomnia, so excessive sleeplessness or trouble sleep, breast tenderness, swelling, joint muscle pain, bloating, weight gain. For me, my biggest struggle in luteal is migraine. And these aren't just your run-of-the-mill migraines, okay? These are life-altering, make you question your existence migraines. I be asking God to take me out of here when I get one of these migraines. Now, by the grace of God, we are overcoming. They're getting better. I have found solutions in things like cacao, not cocoa, cacao powder, which has a lot of magnesium, a lot of antioxidants. That's been so, so, so helpful in helping me to overcome these migraines. And just food. It really is your food intake. You have to learn what your body likes and what your body doesn't like. So we get those weird cravings, you know, leading up to our period. You've got to learn how to assess those properly. And I have some resources for you to help you make sure you're putting the foods in your body that are going to help your hormones to thrive during these seasons. And that's going to help ease some of these symptoms, okay? Lifestyle change is going to be the biggest thing with this. So PMDD and PMS, struggling with it. Women, I love you. We're going to make it through. You keep listening to this podcast. We are going to get through this and balance our hormones, because it couldn't have been this bad throughout millennia. I don't know, maybe, but I just feel like it's really the food that they're giving us and our lifestyle that's making these phases in our cycles so, so, so intense. I'm a big believer that, and this is probably going to rub some of y'all the wrong way, and I pray that you just sit with that discomfort and you go to God with it and you don't rush to a conclusion so quick, and you genuinely just take it into account and think about it, okay? I believe women as a whole do too much. And I think for me, feminism is women doing what they want to do that works for them in their body. Whatever that looks like, I want a woman to do that. Boss girl, stay-at-home wife, whatever works for her, that's what I want her to do. But I do believe that women have been pressured to live a life that biologically does not work for them. And it's causing women to have sicknesses, illnesses, autoimmune disorders, cancer, and infertility. And we really have to pay attention to what's causing this in the past 200 years of the human experience, what has been going on. So really meditate about that. Take it to God, pray about it, and see what you and God come up with. Because I guarantee you, women have not been struggling this bad since the dawn of time. There's something that has happened in the past 200 years that's making women and men, whatever men struggle with, more intense, okay? And you and God figure that out together, okay? All right. So I have some resources for you that I have gathered, and most of them are Instagram pages, but they also have websites and such. These are pages that I have learned so much from about women's health and your cycle and just things in general, cancer, all the things. So this is going to be my resource portion of the podcast today. This is just going to be a resource pod today, okay? This is going to be a plant the seed. We're going to come back to this later, but I'm going to plant the seed today because it is so, so, so important that you guys start doing some of this research. You guys, look at this super cute mug that I got from Box Lunch. So, so, so cute. I am a Sleeping Beauty stan. She's my favorite princess, always has been. Her and Alice in Wonderland, which she isn't really a princess, but Sleeping Beauty to me has just like the most spiritual, beautiful story. And I think that because I overanalyze everything. Like I'm thinking deep into it, like deeper than most, which is sometimes a good thing, sometimes a bad thing. But for her story, I'm just like, wow, her and Prince Philip were betrothed to each other before they even, you know, were born. Then Sleeping Beauty got separated from that man because of Maleficent. And they still found each other organically and fell in love organically. And I just think that is so telling and beautiful. God knows who your person's going to be before you even know who your person's going to be. And there is nothing you can do to get in the way of your person. I think it's so beautiful. Anyway, so much more. We'll unpack that another day because there's a lot going on there. And that's the bottom line because Stone Cold said so. The first Instagram page at andra.naturopathy. So andra.naturopathy. I will also put all of this in the description so you can just tap it or copy it from there. Her page has put me on so much game this year, and she researches her stuff. She will pull up the articles, the studies, all of that to attach it to what she's saying. And so naturopathy is basically natural health. That is what a naturopath does. And so she focuses on that and fertility. So she not only focuses on just fertility and women's health, but she also throws in little seeds of like, you should probably be eating bone marrow and like things like that. And just so much cool information. So go check her out on Instagram. In her bio, it says nose to tail and lactoferrin advocate. No medical advice. They have to say that, or else they get shut down. Lactoferrin, the miracle molecule. So if you're struggling, I would say if you're struggling with autoimmune, any mental health issues, any infertility, or you're just curious, her page is going to be a great, great, great place to start. I will say if you are vegan or a vegetarian, this page may trigger you quite a bit. I just ask you to sit with that discomfort and pray about it, and you do what's best for you. If you don't want to go that route, you don't go that route, but be open and truly pray about it and see, you know, see what she got to say. You know, it ain't gonna hurt to try. You can always try and go back to being a vegan or a vegetarian, but whatever, if you're doing something and you're not finding relief, I don't think continuing to do it may be the best option. I think try some other things, see if those help, and then go back to it if it doesn't help. And you got to really try something for longer than 2 weeks, you know, try it for at least a month, 3 months at that. And that's when you're really going to see results. And if you're going to be able to decide if this works for you or if it doesn't work for you, The next page is Arc Woman. This is a great page. I haven't bought any of her charts or anything yet, but it's arc.woman on Instagram. And she talks all about cycle syncing, what to eat during each phase to help you with your estrogen, your progesterone, whatever it is. She tells you exactly what to eat that's going to set you up for success. And she tells you about drinks you should have. And she is a really good resource. Like I said, I haven't gone deeper into her cookbook or anything, but a really, really stellar resource. Sarah Kleiner Wellness at Sarah with H. Kleiner, K-L-E-I-N-E-R, Wellness on Instagram. So her page has some super fantabulous resources. You guys, I am so cold. Like, I don't know why I'm wearing this shirt. So yes, Miss Sarah Kleiner is all about hormone health. So she's a board certified. She is board certified in applied quantum biology. Certified nutrition coach in circadian and ancestral health, which is something I'm super big on, is ancestral health. Because although they say the life expectancy of our ancestors was whatever, they were not dying from autoimmune disorders, cancer, things like that. They were dying from like an infected cut or the flu because they didn't like whatever. But they were not dying from cancer and autoimmune disorders and things like that. They lived a life, I think. But I don't know because I wasn't there. But intuitively, I feel, you know, this is an out there opinion. Who really wants to live to 100 the way life is set up now? Like, maybe we were supposed to be checking out a little bit sooner. I'm just saying. Anyway, great page. At Sarah Kleiner Wellness, circadian rhythm is super important. That's when you wake up and you look at the sun and it helps your hormones know, like, oh my gosh, time of day. Your hormones just function better when you tune in to your circadian rhythm. Next one is one of my absolute favorites. She is a cancer doctor that I feel is truly, truly going against the system and doing what needs to be done to get the word out there that stuff is messed up and you got to pay attention. She says cancer is not something that just pops up overnight. It starts in the body 8 to 10 years before it manifests and can be shown on blood tests or MRIs or whatever. So the life you're living right now, you're like, oh, I'm young, I'm thriving, I'm just doing my thing. I'm gonna get a bottle of Henny in a section. Whoopty boom bam. I'm gonna drink this soy milk. Listen, you in 8 to 10 years is gonna feel this. Same with something I'm having to do now is like, I've never truly been a big workout girly, but it's really important that I'm building muscle mass now because I'm gonna need that when I get a little bit older. So that is something that I am focusing on this year. Lee Erin Connolly is her name. She's a medical doctor. So her Instagram is Connolly, MD, CONNEALYM. And she, baby, the information she puts out there, oh my gosh. Here's one of her posts. The conventional cancer treatments, chemo, radiation, and surgery trigger cellular regeneration. The body responds to the stress and damage caused by these therapies by trying to replace the cells lost. But if we haven't fixed the conditions that caused the cancer in the first place, what's stopping the new cells from becoming just as dysfunctional as the old ones? We need a completely new approach to cancer treatment. Cancer cells can revert to normal cells. Tumor growth can be restrained. But if the stress signals that cause the cells to go rogue are not addressed, you haven't given the body a chance to change. The rate of recurrence among patients with ovarian cancer is 85%. Why? Because killing cancer cells don't change the terrain the cancer was thriving in. The factors that make up our environment, like hormones, nutrition, stress, and inflammation, are asking to be addressed. Symptoms are feedback to change, not failure. Symptoms are feedback to change, not failure. Your symptoms are feedback. That is such a powerful statement. I think when we get headaches and we get irritability and we get sick, and things like that, those are our body is trying to communicate with us. Like, there's something going on. Let's address it. Let's put the thing down, flip it and reverse it. Okay, let's figure out something new. Obviously, what we're doing is not helping. And we're going to have to explore some different means. And that's why I'm here. to introduce you to some of these means. So great page. Love her. Even if you don't have cancer, this is a page you want to follow because it's going to set you so far ahead. I don't want to go deep into each and every one, but I want you guys to just do your own research. Check them out. I'm going to put them all in the description, like I've been saying. At Gretchy, G-R-E-T-C-H-Y, she makes everything from scratch. Literally everything from scratch. She's very much so into ancestral eating. Really, really great resource. At The Balance Routine is another page. Lily Choi, Natural Healing, super great resources. At Kayla Barnes, she is all about optimization. She incorporates a lot of technology too, like the red light masks and ozone treatments. Really interesting page to look into. Dr. Jolene Brighton, another great hormonal health place to go look at for women. Super great. And I like her because she truly gives free information. Like Arc Woman, the one I mentioned earlier, she gives you free info, but it's always like, go to my page and like, if you want to buy the chart, which is cool. Like, obviously, people got to make money. But I like Dr. Jolene because she tells you exactly what you need to do. Like, oh, your estrogen dominance is high. This is the supplement you need to take. Now, she has the supplements too, but she doesn't shove it down your throat that you got to buy those supplements. You can get what works for you. Kirti Tawani, great page. Phoenix Rising Medicine, the Tessa Smith, and At the Bell Method. So I will tag all of these in the description, on the Instagram, on the link tree, whatever. We'll do a post. You'll be able to find it. Wherever you look for Bluish, you'll be able to find these resources. And just go check them out, especially if you want to get your seasons of the month in check and you want to have a better time here on this earth as a woman. You're really going to have to look in and get disciplined with your health and what it means to be a woman, you know? Don't overdo it. Overdoing it as a woman is not a cheat code. That's just going against yourself. Your body biologically has been designed to be a woman. And you got to operate within those parameters or you may or may not experience some discomfort in your walk as a woman. Okay? So just pray about it. Meditate on it. Look at these resources and you see what you can incorporate in your life to make your walk as a woman a little bit easier. Okay? And we'll keep talking about this on the pod. I will try to get an actual expert on here because I think it's so important to hear directly from sources. So we're pulling out our book, The Prophet by Khalil Gibran. Yep. Love this book. I'm just going to flip to a page and read you a page. Okay. I'm thinking of a number in my head. I'm just kidding. I should do that. I should just pull it. That's what I'm going to do next time. I'm going to have a thing here with the numbers and we're going to just pull it. Okay. Page 16. Even as the strings of a lute are alone, though they quiver with the same music, give your hearts, but not into each other's keeping, for only the hand of life can contain your hearts, and stand together, yet not too near together. For the pillars of the temple stand apart, and the oak tree and the cypress grow not in each other's shadows. This is half of a page, folks. This is half of a page. I'm sorry. I love this book. I think this is the book about, yeah, this is the page about marriage. I'll just go ahead and read the whole section, okay? Then Almitra spoke again and said, "And what of marriage, master?" And he answered, saying, "You were born together, and together you shall be forevermore. You shall be together when the white wings of death scatter your days. Aye, you shall be together even in the silent memory of God. But let there be spaces in your togetherness, and let the winds and the heavens dance between you. Love one another, but make not a bond of love. Let it rather be a moving sea between the shores of your souls. Fill each other's cup, but drink not from one cup. Give one another your bread, but eat not from the same loaf. Sing and dance together and be joyous, but let each one of you be alone. Even as the strings of a lute are alone, though they quiver with the same music, give your hearts, but not into each other's keeping, for only the hand of life can contain your hearts, and stand together, yet not too near together." For the pillars of the temple stand apart, and the oak tree and the cypress grow not in each other's shadow. What a powerful statement. What do you guys think about that? Oh my goodness. They basically say, and this is what I'm saying, why this book reaffirms what I intuitively already knew, or what God had already given me through downloads, is that there are three of you in a relationship. I think I've said this on here before. It's you, and it's them, and then it's you guys together. You both have these individual journeys, and you're just loving and nurturing each other on those individual journeys. And I thank God for the revelations he's given me about that. So that is page 15 and 16 of The Prophet by Khalil Gibran. And that is on marriage. That is on marriage. I hope your New Year's intentions are going so, so, so well. I hope you're staying committed. When this posts, it'll be January 21st, which will be 21 days, which is what they say is the time frame that it takes to build a habit. So I hope that you guys are sticking to it. And if you've fallen off, that is okay. You can always go back to it because you get a new day each day. You get a new day to not shame yourself. You get a new day to love yourself into wanting to do better. Who cares if you let it go for a little bit? You can come back to it. You don't have to tell yourself, oh, I already let it go. I already slacked on it. I might as well just, no. You get back to it. You're never going to get this day back. You're never going to get this season back. And what does she just say about Cancer? It manifests 8 to 10 years before it shows up. So what you're doing today, or what you're not doing today, is going to set your future up for whatever you're doing today. So you can choose to prepare your future for success and for health, or you can choose to prepare your future for dysfunction and God knows what else by choosing not to do the thing that you're feeling called to do, not your soul's calling you to do. Okay. Your triggers are there to teach you. That's something I want to talk about a little bit. When you get triggered, before your ego wants to respond in the way that it does, ask yourself, what is this trigger here to show me and here to teach me? Okay. Triggers are not always a bad thing, especially in relationships. I think that sometimes people run in relationships, whether that be platonic or romantic. They run when they start to get triggered because they're like, ew, well, if I'm getting triggered, it must not mean I should be here. No, you're getting triggered because that's something within yourself that you need to address. And once you address it, you'll be able to see if it is truly just a toxic thing in the relationship, or if it's a thing that you're like, wow, I'm so glad they triggered me. Because now I see this and now I know better. Now I can be like, wow, thank you. What was I? I was listening to something yesterday. Oh, one of my my boss at the salon told her story yesterday at a local women's home. It was so beautiful. Everybody was crying. It was amazing. And she said, marriage is holy in the sense of you hold each other accountable. You push each other towards growth. And she said it in the way of, like, even in friendships or professional relationships, it's holy when you guys are holding each other accountable, when you're triggering each other, because you wouldn't have known if somebody didn't come along and kind of poke and prod a little bit, right? Poking and prodding isn't always bad. You know, God created the relationship for a reason. And we have to kind of meditate on that whenever we see these little bumps in the roads or in friendships. Anything. When you have that little bump or that trigger, you just got to be like, you know what? What is God trying to tell me? What is this trigger trying to tell me? Let me not run this time. Let me not feel attacked. Let me not feel whatever my ego is trying to tell me to feel. Let me tap in with my soul and see what's really going on here. So your journal prompt this week is going to be, what are my triggers? And what are my triggers trying to tell me? When is the last time I got triggered? And what did that trigger tell me? And did I handle it right? Did I run? Did I attack? Or did I sit with the discomfort? Because that's how you're going to grow, by sitting with the discomfort. And did I pivot and maneuver and become a better me because I addressed the trigger? That's what I want you to focus on in your journal prompt this week. And Yeah. I hope you guys enjoyed this little episode. It was a little bit different. Thank you for bearing with me during my luteal phase, Lord. Being a woman. But it's the journey God has put us on. At the end of the day, when push come to shove, this me and God story. I gotta make it shape. I'm going through all this for a reason. The story, the testimony, all makes sense one day. You're building and retelling your story every day. Lord, give me a little bit more ease. But yes, thank you guys so much. I hope you've been listening to that Aretha album, the gospel album. Amazing, amazing. Woly holy, woly holy. Okay, you guys. Thank you for sticking with Bluish. Thank you for being in this great area with me. Thank you for sitting in this space with me as a walking contradiction. Thank you for being open-minded. And I truly pray that the Lord blesses you this week. You feel a little bit closer to all of your desires and you truly move with the belief that you are supposed to have a joyous life and that your story is always unfolding and you are the co-writer. Faith and works, baby. Faith and works. Okay. I love you guys. See you next time.